Here's another interesting aspect I wanted to share about Rahu and Ketu, considering countries now, not individuals. It's very interesting for me to note and observe how the United States of America, which is very Rahu-like, is right opposite in the geography of the world, opposite to India, which is very Ketu-like. Have you noticed all Indians tend to generally even look at Jyotish, by the way, in terms of only Ketu energies, renounce everything, leave everything, moksha from everything. They're always talking in these terms. All the saints have been born here. All the yogis have been born here. And it's very interesting for me to note this. And on the other side, Rahu axis is obsession, America. It's the right opposite almost on the geography, right? If you draw a line from under India and take it right down through the earth, you'll land up in America. And that's obsession. Everything has to do with money. Everything has to do with millions of dollars. I'm a millionaire, billionaire. Look at the current president, for example. Everything in billions and billions of dollars and all that. So they are obsession about wealth. Rahu, very Rahu-like. If you're not obsessed, if you're not on TikTok or whatever it is, showing off with 101 makeup, you're nobody in America. Even the platform does not promote you. Imagine that. So this was what I was like. I found it very funny. Anyway, but now what's happening now in this great shift that we are in currently, all of us, all 8 billion of us, is that the kundalini of the planet is shifting from India and Tibet to Latin America, Chile and Peru. So the whole cycle, imagine getting reversed. Now India will become very materially aggressive. India will go out there with a foot forward in terms of materialism. They'll become Rahu-like. They won't take anything sitting down now, this part of the world. So this part of the world will gain more materialism as I see in times to come. But of course, it will be blended with the ancient spiritual knowledge because it sits in the DNA. It's nothing to do with one person or one guru. It sits in the DNA of the land. Now the Kundalini goes to Chile and Peru. And guess what? Which country is nearby? North America. So they will all go more and more spiritual simply because the vibration of the Kundalini of the earth has shifted there. It's that simple. It has not got to do with any one individual or guru.